Welcome to the Beauty Biohacks series, where I invite health and beauty experts to talk about optimizing your health, beauty, and well-being with the help of the latest science, nutrition, technologies, and data-driven self-experiments. I'm Irina Kremin, and I'm the founder of Inacos Beauty Network, professional connector and turned biohacker. Now, back to episode.
Are you lost in the confusing beauty advice? Join the Beauty Biohacks podcast by Inacos. Each episode, we will bring you an expert hack for vibrant health, radiant beauty, and a life full of vitality. It's your personalized path to well-being. I'm Irina Kremin. Let's biohack together.
Welcome, everyone, to the Beauty Biohacks podcast. And today, our special guest is Primož Artak, the CEO of Tosla Nutricosmetics. And we will be diving into the science of collagen and the journey, the nutricosmetics innovation with Tosla. So in the dynamic world of skincare, the pursuit of radiant and ageless skin has led to revolution of collagen supplementations, with Tosla at the forefront of innovations. Today, we talk about science behind collagen and Tosla's pioneering approach. Empowering consumers through the education and transparency, Tosla commitment to the excellence propel the boundaries of beauty and wellness. Join us for an enlightening journey into the essence of beauty, where science meets innovation, with Tosla as our guide. And we will start, according to our tradition, with a very short rapid fire, where the answer pretty should be just true or false, on yes or no. Are you ready?
Oh, I am.
Yes. So, question number one. Does ingesting liquid collagen supplement improve skin hydration?
Yes.
Are there scientific studies supporting the efficacy of liquid collagen for the reducing wrinkles?
Yes.
Can drinking collagen supplement help strengthen hair and nails?
Oh, good one. I would say I think so, but we'll know in a year time because we're doing a clinical study.
Maybe you personally, but I've seen a lot of information.
Well,
that's...
then you reaffirm and let's say yes.
On research. I really like that. That's great. Okay. So next question. Is liquid collagen easily absorbed by the body compared to the other form of the collagen? Is it easier?
Mandatory, I will say yes, because, you know, basically powder is also hydrated and then you drink it. So powder and liquid the same.
Okay. Are there potential side effects associated with regular consumption of liquid collagen?
No, or I'm not aware of them.
Does Tosla Nutricosmetics offer different formulations or flavors of liquid collagen supplements?
Yes.
I know that. Can liquid collagen supplementations complement topical skincare routines to enhance the results?
Yes.
For sure. Is there a recommended dosage of frequency for consumption liquid collagen for optimal benefits?
Okay, I would say yes. And I would maybe express myself in a routine. I would load myself with 10 grams at the beginning, and then I would maintain 5 grams. But generally speaking, it also all depends on the person's way of life and weight.
Weight. I bet that's also weight. Yeah.
It, yeah, there's a difference between men and women, of course, and also with the weight.
Yeah, I know. So, Tosla, what's the story behind the company? Let's start with that. Let's start with a normal question. Tell me a little bit about the big missions you are out to accomplish and a little bit more about the Tosla.
So we started in 2014. And at the beginning, we were basically a compounds company. So we were doing fruit compounds that lasted for about 2 or 3 years. But, you know, I was kind of unaware that we need to innovate and that we need to move forward. So we started with some sugar innovation. We were searching into sugar, trying to find out if we can reinvent it in a way that it would become sweeter, so you would need it less. What we learned is that in this industry, you would basically need hundreds and hundreds of millions that you change something, then that you contribute. But this technology that we developed there was part of these masking efforts that we implemented then into the nutricosmetics area or sector.
Yes, so this is how you decided to focus on the nutricosmetics, right?
Correct. So currently, our big mission is Nutri-Cosmetics and definitely to make it more pleasant or more tasteful for a consumer.
Yes, because it's not secret that there is a lot of healthy things we can do in our life. And the reason why we not always follow all the routines is often is like just the way to how we can integrate in our life, right? And how easy we can make it to follow.
It becomes inconvenient. In a way.
Yes, exactly. So tell me a little bit, who are your clients? Who are you working with?
We are basically business to business. So our clients are beauty and wellness brands. I cannot mention the specific names because of the confidentiality. Predominantly, let's say just that they are engaged in direct-to-consumer sales. The size is starting somewhere from mid-size to mid-bigger size. Let's say a bit of small clients, but they're growing quite fast. Most of our clients are leveraging these subscription-based models for online retail because in a way they recognize the substantial investment required to acquire customers. So our clients prioritize customer retention, repeat purchases are paramount, superior products is fundamental for them, and I think that the selection of the product is tailored to subscription-based models, as I mentioned before. And okay, maybe I say that Nutri-Cosmetics epitomize this requirement. They offer precisely the blend of efficacy and appeal necessary to sustain customer engagement and loyalty.
Yeah, and the supplementation in general really work very well with subscriptions, actually, based. I'm personally kind of getting involved in some of the supplementations by subscription days, and I find it very easy, actually. And a good way for the companies to grow. In fact, I'm consuming one of your clients' collagen supplementation, and it tastes delicious. It's like the...
Oh, nice to hear that.
The most pleasant part of the day is to take a little shot of collagen. It's like a dessert for me, actually.
thank you for supporting us.
Yeah. So let's talk about a little bit product formulations. Break down to us, how do these collagen peptides, because it's important, it's just peptides, right? Work their magic on our skin. So give us the science in the way we can understand.
So first of all, I'm not an R&D guy, so I can't give you the details, but in some basics.
It works
in two ways. First, collagen provides building blocks for new skin cells. And secondly, it stimulates fibroblast cells to produce new skin cells. Fibroblast cells are cells inside the skin that produce new skin cells.
Yeah. Because it's all the time recycling, right? The skin cells recycling. Some of them die and some of them...
Yeah, you can say that.
So MSM, you know, it's like it's a bit super here in your formulation. So how does it fit into the mix and what it makes it crucial for the accelerating collagen synthesis? Tell us a little bit.
Yeah, it's a sulfur-rich compound. And sulfur is a major overlooked component in our body. It has synergetic effects with collagen. And actually, in a clinical study, we found out that products with MSM are superior in improvements of skin thickness. Actually, they are twice as efficient as collagen-only products for reduction of skin roughness, for example.
So tell us a little bit more about the clinical study and the results. I've seen the results are seriously impressive. And so walk us through how you pulled it off and what stands out results you uncovered.
So the clinical studies are double-blinded, placebo-controlled studies published also in Journal of Functional Food, which I think it gives it an extra credibility since all the results are peer-reviewed. What maybe stands out is that Nutri-Cosmetics perform as good or even better than topical skincare products. Just for example, I don't know, 20% improvement in hydration, 40% in wrinkles depth decrease, it was 7% in skin roughness and so on. So we did different clinical studies, but we actually published summaries of the studies on our website. So if anyone is interested in getting to know them, they can either find them in the Journal of Functional Food or they can go to our site if you just want to see an abstract.
Great. Like finally, we realize more that how important is actually Nutri-Cosmetics to keep the skin healthy, because previously we were only thinking about skincare for wrinkles, anti-aging skincare.
Also, I think that the Dermatologic Society was recommending skincare and they had this belief in supplementation, but it's changing.
How quickly the users start feeling these transformations? Is it a matter of months, years?
So for them to notice improvement in dermis density, thickness, skin roughness, wrinkles and hydration, I would say 6 weeks for improvement. but we did a study on 12 weeks. Basically, it's important that you do that. This becomes your routine and you do it on a daily basis throughout the whole year. Because even if you stop using it, you will see that the results have depleted. So you need to stick with the routine.
Okay. And it's like about 10, 15 grams, right? Per day, you say.
You can start with 5 to 10. To be sincere, there are slight improvements between 5 and 10, but over a long period of time, 5 is enough. So if you take it daily, every day 5 is enough. If you notice something on your skin and you want to improve it, you add up 10 grams and you do it for 12 weeks and then you go back to 5.
Yeah. And is the clinical study focused on a specific age range? Yeah, who is the, and if yes, who is the real superhero audience for your product?
The clinical study was focused on predominantly women, age 35 to 55. But I would say that Nutri-Cosmetic as a whole, as a sector, and our products, they are age agnostic and can be used from teens who experience acne problems to adults that are taking it for wrinkle reduction and up to elders who enjoy it for joints pain relief. So it's even not then a Nutri-Cosmetic product, it becomes a wellness product.
Yes, it's a great multifunctional product. I love that. So it also has its own like league of certifications, I understand, right? If you can tell us, there is a badges, what the badges matter and what is make Tosla a standout player in the Nutri-Cosmetic arena.
That's a typical for our industry is FSSC 22,000. We have CGMP, which is very important, proof facility by FDA. We, of course, have here B Corp, which is a sustainability certificate. But, you know, all of these, it comes, at least when you're a manufacturer, it comes as a cherry on top because you have a certain legislation that you need to follow. So you invest yourself pretty much upfront into the process and the quality because you want to ensure the safety of the products. In some cases, we even developed our own quality standards that exceed the ones that we get with the certification. So when you reach to the certification point, it's just end of the long run that you already experience.
And it's incredible. I admire your company, how much it's really invest in technology, in research, in everything. You are sort of like superhero of collagen. You know everything about collagen. You make it really easy to integrate in our life. And one of the special things about Tosla, I think it's this proprietary values masking technology, which create like every year, there is like a new flavors. Pomegranate's my favorite one. But tell me a little bit more about Velios masking technology. Actually, I have more than one favorite.
Okay.
I have mango. I like mango.
Okay, nice.
So you have like different flavors, right?
Let's say what started as a masking technology, it's not anymore just masking technology. Our R&D took it further. They now develop this Velios 2.0, which serves as flavor technology. It maximizes product palatability. Initially, the first generation of Velios was focused primarily on masking the taste of collagen. However, this improved iteration can now mask other active ingredients as well. And you know that in Nutri-Cosmetics, there are, you know, new and new ingredients coming in. And it helps us achieve higher ingredient concentration and make it, basically, it's a more versatile solution for creating Nutri-Cosmetics and more effective products that are also better tasting. The second key part of the technology is that it allows us to completely avoid the use of sugar, which is still largely used as a masking agent in Nutri-Cosmetic. But while it's fairly effective in covering the bad taste of some ingredients, it can increase your risk of, let's say, weight gain. It can lead to visceral fat accumulation and even contribute to the breakdown of collagen that keeps our skin firm and elastic. So this makes Velios masking technology a game changer in the world of Nutri-Cosmetics, where product functionality and safety goes hand in hand with the taste. And it really differentiates our products from the rest of the market. And I guess it makes us more competitive. And if I just sum up, all these things are very crucial for consumer satisfaction, long-term retention. Taste is one of the primary senses that the body uses to evaluate food and drinks. And Nutri-Cosmetic is still food. And consumers often prefer tastiness over healthiness when choosing their long-term solutions. We have to be frank when it comes to this. And therefore, it is crucial for nutri-cosmetic brands to strive for the taste and performance and help consumers stick to their daily routines.
Yes. And it doesn't spike the blood sugar. This is what I like. You taste good and doesn't spike the blood sugar. So it's make it enjoyable and effective. In general. So tell me a little bit more about upcoming. I'm curious, what is upcoming initiatives in the plan? I know that you spend a lot of resources on education, actually, and help brands to educate their clients as well, the educations of on the benefits and science behind the Tosla products. What is your I would assume you continue. I think this kind of part of is very important because I think like every skincare regimen need to have skincare and collagen sort of supplementation.
So as you already pointed out, we are very proactive when it comes to education and science development. And so I would suggest that everyone who is interested in nutri-cosmetics follow our social channels for information on our future initiatives and plans. We publish everything. We are fully transparent company.
Maybe you can tell where a consumer can find you. What are the best ways to find all this information?
Well, one is LinkedIn, where we actually use a lot of this channel. And the other one is we did a special dedicated platform that is called Nutri-Cosmetics 2030. We do also podcasts there. It's basically a channel. You can find it on NutriCosmetics2030.com. And on this channel or this podcast, we host and we'll continue to host experts covering a lot of interesting topics, but all of them are connected to Nutri-Cosmetics.
Yes. I listened to one of your latest podcasts. I really like how you proved that a lot of brands who added Nutri-Cosmetics to their portfolio of skincare, for example, they've seen a big spike in the, right?
Yeah, that's quite unbelievable because when we start these talks with brands, they always have this intention of introducing, I don't know, 8 or 10 different SKUs. And it's unbelievable when they realize that collagen is 80% of their sales and they would have, I don't know, 3 skincare products, maybe gummies, even powder in some cases, but liquid collagen, Nutri-Cosmetics, already any liquid Nutri-Cosmetics is predominant in their sales channel, which, okay. To be fair, it can be also problematic, but it just shows how consumers are hungry for these products. But they need to tick the boxes. And according to our view, maybe it's bias, but for us, this it needs to be liquid, it needs to be tasty, it needs to be convenient, simplified as possible, as much as possible.
Exactly. So what's next? What is cooking in the Tesla Labs right now? Any sneak peeks you can tell about the future products or groundbreaking advancement here?
Our team in R&D, they always work on new formulations and new flavors. We are actually finalizing some new not collagen-based formulations and addressing issues such as acne, sun protection, hair health. And we will present this for the very first time at Cosmoproof Worldwide in Bologna in March. I invite you all, of course, to meet us at our booth. Do you think it's appropriate that I mention where we will be located? Hall 20, stand C44.
Okay.
And you're invited to come and experience the tastiness of a beauty routine we create. But outside of the lab, maybe if I mention also this, we are building now Tosla 3. It's going to be our super factory and new headquarters. The new facility.
Beautiful. Beautiful building.
Did you see? Okay.
Yeah,
nice. Okay. Yeah, we posted it on LinkedIn. And But it's also...
Yeah.
Thank you. But it's also going to be a hub for research and development, marketing, administration staff will be equipped with state-of-the-art facilities and advanced technology. And yeah, maybe worth noting saying this, we took extra care in designing it with prioritizing employee well-being. All the spaces will promote a healthy work-life and balance.
Yes. Everything is, as a company, you're like quite a perfectionist, right? Everything is, it has to be the
best. In a way, you start with the food product and it needs to be safe and it needs to comply with all the regulations. So you just expand this mentality to all the rest of the sectors that you have or departments. So that involves all of the employees, all of the stakeholders, including the suppliers, the local community. So yeah, we take care of this stuff.
Yes, I already asked Patricia to be invited for the opening.
Of course. Yeah, of course.
It's special. It's very special.
It will be a pleasure to host you.
Yes. Thank you very much for this brief interview. I don't know if there's anything else I missed.
Maybe just to say that with the new facility, basically our capabilities will be 4 times as bigger as they are now. Because honestly, we are almost, not still, but almost on 100% utilization. So yeah, we need a new factory. The market is growing.
Yeah, thank you very much. I feel like you as a company has played quite a big role in actually promoting the collagen as supplementations and make it easier for us to integrate in our life. And you're quite a big champion of collagen. I feel like as a company, you quite changed the industry somewhere, because I have noticed a lot of influence, your influence on the beauty market. And this is a very good time. And actually, this is what our podcast is about, beauty and biohacks. It's the right time when we really understand the connection between science, beauty from within, and science behind it. So thank you very much for being such a great champion of the collagen and contributing very big to the change in the industry.
Thank you.
Yes. And as in the end, we have a closing tradition where we asking our guests to share one beauty hack within the area of your expertise. So considering your expertise is the collagen, what would be your hack for women to keep the body look and feel young?
Okay, that, you know, it's a bit, that's a hard one.
Drink collagen, I know.
Yeah, okay. So I already explained that collagen has a dual mechanism of work. It provides amino acids, which are the building blocks for new skin cells. And the second mode is it stimulates fibroblasts in skin cells to produce new collagen molecules. But furthermore, when we ingest collagen and have a surplus of collagen amino acids in our bloodstream, we trick our body that the degradation of collagen has occurred, therefore forcing it to produce new collagen. And that is what I would call a superb biohacking of our body. Is it good enough?
Yeah, it's really good. Yeah, absolutely. Yes, thank you so
thank
much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for joining me on this episode of the Beauty Biohacks. If you enjoy the show, remember to subscribe, rate, and review whatever you listen to your podcast. Share your biggest takeaway with us on the social media using the hashtag #BeautyBiohacks. Until next time, stay beautiful, stay healthy, and keep biohacking.